Welcome to the Sales Thinker Radio Show, where we pick the brains of sales professionals, managers, and executives who are serving their customers, advancing the state of our art, and exceeding their goals. Sales Thinker Radio is brought to you by Dreamland Interactive in Atlanta, Georgia, building e-reps and solving the prospecting problem. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning and welcome back to this special edition of Sales Thinker Radio. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my colleague, Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Todd. How are you this morning?
Good morning, and I am seriously excited about the special edition aspect of the show today.
Yeah, it's special just because of our guest, but I won't tell him that. I want to welcome to the show the web tools guy and a blogger out of Fill the Funnel. Welcome to the show, Miles Austin.
Thank you, Todd and Todd. Looking forward to it. Special edition. I thought I should have probably polished my wheels and got a car wash before I came into this one.
Well, Todd and I did not wash our cars, so you're fine. Actually, the reason I am labeling the show with the distinction of special edition is it's talking about a new program that you are launching in just a matter of days. And so the urgent nature of the message is why I slapped the special edition label on it. So we'll get into that in a second. But Miles, before we get into the conversation we really came here to have, take a second and just tell us a little bit about you and your background.
You bet. Been doing the sales thing almost every day of my adult life. I've been in technology sales most all of that time. I've worked for some of the large companies, international companies, Fortune 500 companies like Nynex and CompuCom. Spent several years with Dell running their inside sales team on the corporate side, on the enterprise side, and have had three of my own companies selling technology primarily in the PC and the storage world over all that time.
All right. Well, cool. I introduced you as the web tools guy, and you talk about sales people using specific web tools. Talk a little bit about your actual business. The website that you blog out of is Fill the Funnel Web Tools for Sales Makers. Tell us about your business.
You betcha. Well, fillthefunnel.com really started back when I was still in a leadership role back at Dell, and I started to realize that our sales teams had more and more to do, more and more on their plate every day, higher expectations, higher quotas, etc. And I found that there were so many distractions in the day based upon the activities that they were required to do. And I saw that technology had a tremendous upside if we could just focus it on the tasks that are repetitive and needed scale that were not available otherwise. And so I started looking around and started really understanding at that time, this has now been 8-9 years ago, potential of web tools for salespeople were. And I've always been a guy that loves the gadgets, loves the tools anyway. And so those two was kind of the stimulus as I started to think about and implement and research all of these different tools that were coming out 8, 9, 10 years ago. I started seeing dramatic improvement in the performance of our sales team that was willing to embrace it on a regular basis. And so, some of the early days were really learning, you know, some of the basics even of things like CRM, which today we look at as kind of a staple of the sales organization business.
We're here to really talk about Sales Summer School, but I've got to ask you, what are some of the key principal web tools that a sales guy ought to be utilizing?
The question I always ask to my clients, Todd, is What are the challenges you're facing, and then how can we use technology to solve those problems? And usually it's a matter of what I find, web tools should not be used as a replacement for good, hard, focused sales effort. What web tools can do is do a lot of the digging and the research and the background work for you and can automate a lot of the repetitive tasks that bog us down during our sales day. So as an example, over many, many years, my struggle and our team's struggle was always to be able to get a contact and to get connected to the people we're trying to reach. And so, you know, the basic tools are examples of things like, how do I actually get and identify the name of that person that is in the position that fits my ideal customer? and it can be based on obviously geography or an industry or a vertical niche, or it could be on a title or a certain level. It could be based on employee size. And so those are the times when tools, and one of those early tools that I used, still use today on a daily basis, are tools like Jigsaw or now data.com that give me an ability to actually identify with specificity the exact name, the phone number, the email address, so that as a salesperson, I'm not having to go and play the games that we used to have to play to get to the gatekeeper, build a relationship, see if I could trick him or her into either giving me the email address or the direct phone line into his or her boss. Those are the kind of tools that now have really eliminated that challenge from the equation.
Miles, we really have not been talking about sales summer school yet. But on the other hand, I get the feeling that we kind of are at least talking about some of the content. So give us a quick overview. What the heck is sales summer school? What's it all about? Why should I care?
Well, I think, again, for most of us in most industries anyway, sales in the summer usually is the slowest part of our year. And usually August, from my own experience anyway, was kind of that lull in my year when I knew if I really wanted to hit some numbers, August was probably not going to be my prime time. And so what I looked at and said, look, I've got a great group of folks that I interact with across North America that are in the sales training, sales speaking, and writing about the latest, most precise sales techniques that are out there and what the current thinking is. And so we had an opportunity to get together several months ago in Chicago and kind of started a dialogue that said, wouldn't it be interesting if all of us as individual successful businesses and speakers and writers on our own could be able to put together a curriculum tied to the slowest month for most people in sales and give them a series of webinars on the freshest thinking and approaches and tips and techniques on sales and sales management, all within roughly a 30-day window, and do that in the summer on the slowest month of the year. And that was kind of the genesis of how things developed.
So a daily webinar that you're running, what penance is this for? What did you do as a child to deserve this fate? Hey, Miles, this sounds really cool. If you can, take some time and just run through a rough list and some of the high points and some of the content that's going to be talked about in this school.
Well, I think what's really fun for me is it really does run the gamut. I'll use an example of one that I'm really excited to dig into. One of our first sessions actually is how to use neuro-linguistic programming or NLP to sell over the phone. That is going to be led by Alan Meyer, so one of our Canadian presenters. NLP is something I've always heard about, I've read a little bit about, and Alan's got some really great content. And I think I still, and I know a lot of our listeners and the readers that I work with, still do a lot of work over the phone, and it's really an interesting capability to drive that. But we've got everything from one of the titles that I like from one of our presenters, Kelly Roberts, is How Not to Suck at Sales. So you can see we've got some that are a little bit more lighthearted, but really there's some really strong content in to the real core of what a lot of us in sales are struggling with on a day-to-day basis. We're going to talk about some tools. We're going to have one session specifically on LinkedIn and some best practices for sales. But we're going to talk about strategic partners and how to develop those. Charles Green is a great speaker and a really respected thought leader in this whole concept of the trusted advisor and how to build that trust and how to develop that over a period of time. Stephen's going to be presenting four classes primarily focused on the sales management group, on managing performance, and how to systematically find the best salespeople that are available. Nancy Narden, another great speaker who does a lot of work with sales tools, is going to be talking about productivity killers and what to watch for and how to prevent things that happen to us in our daily sales lives and our daily lives as salespeople. There's some things that really can slow us down or get us off track, and those are some of the things we're going to deal with. Some business development topics, some coaching topics, buyer strategies, really some really interesting ones. There's one about the speed of dial-up, and Andy Paul is talking about, are we still approaching our customers at the speed of dial-up connections when they're living in a high-speed fiber-optic connected world. And he brings up some really great points about we have to continue to evolve and to shift our approach and our whole philosophy of how we respect our customers and our prospects' time.
All right. We'll be back with Miles Austin after this commercial break.
If your concern is water, then Water Online is the destination website for you. At wateronline.com, you'll find the most up-to-date and useful information about municipal and industrial water and wastewater, from collection and treatment to distribution and disposal. Today's hot-button water issues, crumbling infrastructure, government mandates on water quality, and dwindling worldwide supply demand innovative solutions. Get ahead of the curve at wateronline.com and sign up for our free email newsletter.
All right, and we're back with Miles Austin of Sales Summer School and Fill the Funnel.
Miles, just before the break, you started rattling off topics and names, and I hear Alan Meyer and Kelly Robertson, yourself, Steve Rose. I understand this guy Todd Schnick is part of it as well, my intrepid business partner. It begs a different kind of question. When I think of, I mean, I know most of those guys and know the kinds of knowledge they have. It's almost overwhelming. Talk about how Sales Summer School fits into a larger context. I mean, as a sales professional, I have to have a self-improvement, self-education strategy. Talk about how the Sales Summer School fits into that larger context.
Well, and it's a great question. It's something I thought about a lot as we went through this process and put this effort together. Again, I've been a lifelong salesperson, and the one thing I know that has been a huge help to me and has helped me as I have grown through the years in my sales activities is the need and the constant pursuing of continuing to learn and to change and to adopt to what's going on around us. And I think too many times, at least my experience was, I found training and updating my professional capabilities was too far down the list. It was number 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, and it was the activity that I just would get to if I have a chance. And what I've watched as a sales manager and an executive over time, those are the times when you run the chance of literally losing your sales career because you have gone too far back or you have not kept up with the pace of what's happening in our economy and in our society with how people want to be interacted with, how they want to be connected to. And especially over the last 3, 4, 5 years, the whole social platform has dramatically changed. I believe fundamentally changed how we do business and how we communicate. And if you're not paying attention or you're denying the fact and the impact that these things have had and these tools and these approaches, you really run the risk of losing the opportunity and the privilege, I believe, to sell as a career.
Miles, I have to ask, who is this school for? Is it for the beginning, a beginner in the sales world? Is it for an advanced, aged, crusty veteran? Who is this school tailored and designed for?
It's really designed for any and all of those. And I think what you're going to find, and part of what we're so excited about, is if you're brand new to sales, you're going to find a whole batch of these classes are going to be right up your alley, designed for people to just help them understand what's the sales process is all about and how to do it professionally. But we have, at the same time, a lot of these classes are much deeper and led by people that have been doing this for 20, 30 years. And so you've got a good mix there. The other thing I found is, guys, back to my earlier point, I'm convinced that some of these, what would be appearing as entry level, kind of the starter type sales topics, would probably serve an experienced sales rep very well, because the approach and the techniques and some of the core activities have changed in the assumptions from our buyer's standpoint, and we need to be aware of it. And I think these classes will help us be more aware of the changed expectations of the buyers that we serve.
Well, and I got to make a comment, because when Schnick says things like crusty old sales guy, I know he's talking about me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know you were. And well, my comment, though, is unlike yours, more positive in that I'm finding when I learn these things, when I listen to some of the guys that are in this lineup that Miles is talking about, I think it's even more critical for the more experienced professionals like me. To loop into these kind of things just to keep the brain going. So that just my own commentary of how important I think it is. I want to go back, Miles, to a point you made very early in our conversation when you talked about 8-9 years ago when you first started your blog. You used the phrase dramatic improvement. And I'd like you to dig into that a little more. Tell me, what's the secret sauce? Why was there this dramatic improvement by this, you know, pretty rudimentary application of tools, if we're going back 8-9 years. Why does it work so well?
Well, I think, too, I know for me, part of it was psychological. I believed I was going to get better results. And, you know, I'm one of those that believes that if you believe something, it will start to develop in that light. But what I found was too many times it was the delay to act that was being the problem at the really root level. So if I knew I had to get to these four people today, if it's at all possible, and I knew maybe even who they were, but I needed to get to them, these tools would give me the ability in an automated way to get past all of that hesitation. So maybe before the tools that we would implement, I might get to those four key contacts maybe that day or maybe a day and into the next day. By implementing tools and getting trained on how to use them and put some thought behind it, I could literally get to those four contacts and have those sales discussions many times before lunch. So what happens then? Now what do I do with the rest of my time? Right? The smart salespeople and the smart sales leaders who are watching what's happening are going to have the next opportunities in the queue ready to go. So literally in some cases, we've seen a doubling of active sales conversations literally within weeks of implementing the tools that we talk about. And, you know, that's just some examples. We use a lot of different examples of the whole concept of presentations versus conversations and a lot of the different tools that can help us. And now we've got a whole world of new hardware technology with the growth of things like the iPad and tablets. Again, changing the dynamic of a face-to-face interaction for salespeople.
Miles, let's get into brass tacks. Let's talk about how this school actually works. What are the costs? What do you have to take all the courses? Can you handpick a few that matter to you? Will the content be archived for future consumption? Tell us all the nitty-gritty details.
Absolutely. You can go learn more about Sales Summer School by going to salessummerschool.com. And it will provide you the information about the courses, the instructors. You can look at some of the testimonials from each of the presenters in the faculty for the summer. But yes, the classes are, you can pick one or just those that are important to you or maybe based on schedule. And the classes are $47 a piece. And out of those 30-something classes that we have, if you choose, and we're finding some of the sales leaders and sales management are smart to do this, you can buy what we call an all-access pass. And so instead of spending about $1,800 on all these classes, they can invest one time $599 and buy access to all 30 of them. And whether you buy one class or all of them, what you get is obviously the opportunity to participate during the event live. All of the sessions are going to be recorded and we've made available to the attendees. We also have started a brand new LinkedIn group that is a closed private group called Sales Summer School that's only available to people that attend these courses, whether it's one or all of them. And all of our instructors are already in as managers of that group. And so we're really providing a private forum for you to ask those questions that you might not want to ask on the air. Or you might develop maybe 2 weeks into one of your campaigns after going through the classes. And maybe, Todd, maybe someone's going to be listening to your presentation on Intrepid Marketer. And they're going to go, I want to try some of these. And they get in and they're kind of stuck on a certain point. They'll be able to go into the LinkedIn group, Sales Summer School, and be able to ask that question of you a week or two or 3 weeks later. And what I'm really excited about is after the event, you'll be able to give your input to the people that have these questions. But think about it. You've got another 20-plus well-known, respected thought leaders in sales who are going to be in that group as well, leading the discussions and answering the questions. So you might get four or five of these well-respected thought leaders answering the question that you have on a certain topic around sales. So it's pretty cool.
$600, did I hear right, for an all-access pass to 30 hours of content from some of the most profound sales leaders on the planet?
You got it.
Wow. Young, well, that sounds pretty good.
Cheap and twice the price.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Miles, one more time, where can people get any more information on Sales Summer School?
SalesSummerSchool.com. I will give you the information, the curriculum, the faculty, etc. If you want to just go and literally look down the entire list of tickets and events and dates that are available, you can go to SalesSummerSchool.Eventbrite.com. And that'll give you the actual line-by-line listing of every course and a description and the ability to buy those tickets that you want. Or if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can buy the All Access Pass.
All right. That's awesome. Miles, we're out of time. Before I let you go, where can people get in touch with you directly? And where can they learn more about Fill the Funnel?
Fillthefunnel.com is the place to always find me. I'm on Twitter at Miles Austin. And you can always just go to the blog at fillthefunnel.com, and you can reach me there through a lot of the links that we have online.
Outstanding. Miles Austin, Sales Summer School, and Fill the Funnel, the web tools guy. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you for putting together this great school.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the invitation to share it.
All right. Well, on behalf of our guest today, Miles Austin, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. That wraps this episode, this special edition of Sales Thinker Radio. We'll see you next time.